Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Pages of ticket text. Listen, it's an emotional time to be a Lions fan. Uh-huh. You may have been down. Maybe you're fired up now because Dan Campbell said, hey, we will not let those injuries be in vain. I have
all hands on deck.
My biggest takeaway from our conversation with Dan, they will go as far as they possibly can go. He will drag this roster as far as they are physically capable. And it may come down to the fact that they don't have the horses to beat the Bills or the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Eagles. Mm-hmm. He will drag them as far as they possibly can go, which is all you can ask of a coach.
And it's going to be so much fun along the way.
We got some big games coming up.
Live in the moment. Enjoy the moment. And it's a little bit painful right now because Saturday, that was a loss. It was a tough loss, and nobody played good. Even Goff, there was more that he could have done. But I like when Dan responded in the question of, you know, this offense, they are going to be pressing. They know they're going to have to outscore some opponents. But, hey, play within the confines of this offense. It's what has been successful to this point. It's what will continue to be successful on that side of the ball.
Texter says, can the Red Wings get a coach like Dan Campbell, please? Huh. Texter says, Campbell would fall on a sword for you, and he makes you want to do the same. Detroit needed this guy forever. Thank you, DC. Sean at work. Another text says, I appreciate Dan's statement, and that's what he should be saying, but I don't think they can win a Super Bowl with this defense. They just don't have the ability to control the line of scrimmage. Jim and Trenton. That's a huge point.
We'll find out.
Let's get to the phones. Rob in Grand Ledge. You're on 97.1, Rob.
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning, Rob.
I'm just saying, I'm buying Campbell. I bought into Dan Campbell as soon as he came onto the board of the Lions because he reminds me of, you know, a Cowher style, you know, head coach. You know, the thing is that, yeah, the Lions lost. If one of those onside kicks would have worked, he would have been the greatest coach of all time. Well, great call. So we got knocked down. We have problems. They got injuries. There's two seasons. You got the regular season, and then you got the playoffs. People are going to come back. We don't know what's going to happen. They could shock the world and win the whole thing, and the doubters. I'm just saying.
Yep. I mean, there are certainly possibilities on both sides of that coin in regards to what is possible for this team, and like you were saying, in regards to. He is going to take the, and that's why I talk about the will. Sometimes the will just it pulls guys and it motivates guys to do things that they didn't even think possible themselves.
Well, we saw like Pat O'Connor against the Packers, I think is a good example of what you're talking about. This guy's a Eastern Michigan guy who was hanging on by a thread in the NFL. He ends up running out of the tunnel and has a great game, and the Lions beat Green Bay, and that game may end up being the difference with this team winning the division and getting the one seed. So I don't rule it out. Like I can't rule out this football team from the Super Bowl. Like they're going to be in the fight. They're going to be in the games. They're going to have their chances. And I don't know why you would like just cancel the season right now. Like when Aiden got hurt, we talked about it. Like it's going to get harder. I needed to see how they responded. And they did against Minnesota and Green Bay on the road. And then Green Bay again. But this is part of why they responded post Aiden was they had Aleem McNeil. Like he stepped up. He was playing so well. And we know how important the O-line is for this football team. The D-line is the same thing on the other side.
Yeah, but was he there against Green Bay?
He was not. But the competition is going to be stiffer than even Green Bay.
It's going to get harder.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Mike in Livonia. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim. Hey, buddy. How are you guys? Listen,
good.
So to me, I've been kind of recalibrating a little bit, and what you guys are saying this morning is spot on. Coach has me fired up, obviously. I freaking love the guy. But yeah, I mean, I felt like yesterday I was a little like Jim, deflated, a little down on our luck. You know, how could this happen to us? But at the same time, we got to change the narrative too a little bit, because it's like boom or bust. We got to get the Super Bowl or not. It's like, dude, this is the second year. Like last year we went into the playoffs just thinking, hey, give me one playoff win and I'm good, right? And then they go into the freaking NFC championship game and they almost go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And this year it's like, all right, well, we're setting our sights right away on a Super Bowl, and it's like all I can ask of my team is to give me their all, right? When I'm talking about the players, the GM, Brad Holmes, or our coach. And clearly our coach has given us his all. The players are giving, I mean, we're talking about it, they're pushing the limits. And Brad Holmes is turning every single rock trying to look for talent for us, and clearly did a hell of a job this year. So, like, that's all I can ask for of this team. And at this point, I just want to enjoy the ride, because clearly this team is special, like you guys are saying. Yeah. It was special last year, and I got disappointed at the end of the year, to be honest, with the fans and the way they were acting, like, oh, throwing tantrums, talking about it for 3 weeks about how Dan Campbell lost us the NFC championship when they didn't talk enough about how Dan Campbell got us to the
Correct.
NFC championship game. And I'm talking
No, you're
about
right,
year.
Mike, and we had people who said, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. Yeah, there was a lot of that. And by the way, I understood the heartache. I mean, I felt it. Like, I understood being gutted at the way they lost that NFC championship game. Mm-hmm. But Mike, that also kind of fueled this season, right? The idea that the expectations would be higher, that the only thing satisfying is the Super Bowl. So now it's hard to reprogram yourself to, I don't know, let's just have fun this week. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want the whole enchilada, and they've embraced it. Campbell and Holmes have embraced it. We're chasing a Super Bowl. The fans have bought in. They're the best team in the NFL, top to bottom. This roster is the best in football. They're the Super Bowl favorite up until Sunday. It's hard to recalibrate that and reset and go, well, golly gee, as long as we try really hard, I'll be happy with the season. Like, I don't know that I can get there, John. Like, I'm not going to be, I can't be angry at them if they're so injured that they drag themselves to an NFC title and don't win it all. I can't be mad at them for that, but I won't be satisfied. Does that make sense?
No, you can be disappointed.
Yeah.
Sure, there's always going to be context into why you ultimately win and lose games. Context into why you were able to win a Super Bowl or not win a Super Bowl. That's an experience or a context that quite honestly, we don't even know what it means. We haven't been there. Don't know what that's like. We've been to an NFC championship game, and we know the context of how that game turned out. We know that they were up 17 points. We know that they lost that lead. We know that they didn't ultimately go to the Super Bowl. And are you sitting there saying, well, it's a 4th-and-2, or it's not going for a touchdown at the end of the first half, or it's a ball off the face mask into the hands of a receiver? A fumble.
Mike said that, you know, we're at the start of something here. But I think you got to be careful. And Campbell even cautioned us of that last year when they lost the NFC title. He said it's going to be harder to get back here. I don't think he was forecasting this level of injury. But it is a lesson that the future is not promised. Well, so you had a chance last year. You still have a chance this year. You got to be very careful going, well, if we don't win it this year, we'll simply just win it next year. Or we'll simply win it the year after that. Like, you got to be very careful with that, because to Campbell's point,
yeah,
it's hard to pick up the pieces and do it again. And I feel like after each season that you make a deep run, you get beat up, right? Emotionally and physically. And it's tough to get back. We know about Super Bowl hangovers, teams that make it, lose and don't get back. Like, it's a real thing in the NFL.
Sure. And there's another side to that coin as well, which is what we heard from Penei Sewell, is it can be very motivating of why is it that we fell short? What is it that kept us from winning a Super Bowl? Let's make sure we shore some of those things up. And X's and O's and scheme and development, sure, all that's part of it. What you can't necessarily control is what they're dealing with now. It's injuries.
Well, and that's why I was saying, like, Campbell said, don't let it be in vain. Like, don't let it be like, oh, shucks, we'll just get them next year. I can't reprogram my brain that way. I still will look at this as a season where they can, and therefore the only satisfying conclusion is a Super Bowl. Calls, ticket, text, 248-539-9797. If you missed Dan Campbell, we will play the full interview coming up at 9:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, Heather here. These days, online scammers are everywhere. Whether it's that fake missed delivery text or an urgent bank alert, these scams can look more convincing than ever. But there's some good news. You can protect yourself from online scammers without being a tech expert. That's where McAfee Total Protection comes in. It's designed to help you live a worry-free life online. And worry-free means you don't have to wonder if that text message is a scam, if new threats are going to pop up on your PC, or if you're safe from identity theft. It means you can just go ahead and be yourself. You can do the things you always do. You can manage your finances. You can shop online without fear. That's because McAfee provides award-winning protection you can rely on. You can trust McAfee to help keep your devices, privacy, and identity safer. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Taking phone calls, talking to Lions fans. Where are you at after the injuries, after the pep talk from Dan Campbell? After the reality sets in. Joe, actually, Mark's been waiting. Mark, I want to get your thoughts on this. Mark in Clinton Township, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
I happened to catch the Dan live. It was much better than the edited version you guys did. So it was great. The Bills game, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I was at the game. It seemed like they were down the whole game. It didn't have the same energy in the stadium. Team came out flat. We got out of the running game. They got up on us. It was like the Baltimore game last year. They just got behind. We couldn't get going. We were never going to win this year with the defense anyway. I'm worried about the defense. I'm worried that Demo's out, but I think the offense could carry us. We can't do three and outs. We have to stay on top of other teams. We have to run people off the field. I mean, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, you know, with Baltimore because they had a dominant defense. Greatest show on turf. You know, they won with a dominant offense and a defense that was, you know, opportunistic.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody lives in Detroit, but the Tigers this year were pretty amazing with almost nothing other than pitching. So
I just want to clarify something you said. You when you went into the season, you didn't believe they were going to win with the defense. You didn't think they were going to win because of the defense, but they still could obviously win.
Well, you had to have some defense, but it wasn't the strong suit last year. You know, we were going to win with offense. Yeah. That was always going to be the way we won the game.
But this year, Mark, as the games played out, we actually did see this team win with defense. Like, yeah. I mean, they really were putting together a complete football team. You're right. Defense was big in the Houston game, second half shutout. And I think, what was it, like 10 quarters without allowing any points? And that was without Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, it really felt like they were rounding into a complete badass, clear-cut, best team in football. And now it feels like they've been knocked down a couple pegs to... This is no longer the case where they are the favorites anymore.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I thought the defense was better, but I think the defense was not quite as good as we were seeing it was because the offense was so good. You know, what happened to us this last game was we got behind. We stopped running the ball. That's not our game. If we would have got on top of them and it'd been even, you know, the whole game back and forth, maybe it's a shootout, but maybe it's a little more competitive. And we were taking teams out by running them off the field. Now they're throwing the ball. They can't run. They can't run their normal offense because we're running them off the field.
Yeah, so, I think the Lions' path to a Super Bowl is just narrow now, right? I mean, it's led by the offense. It's take away the other team's ability to score by playing keep away. It's, if it comes down to it, win a shootout. It's just tough to win like three or maybe even four playoff games playing arena football. Like, mm-hmm. eventually you need a couple big stops.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Joe in Sterling Heights, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, the last 2 days have been a massive overreaction to the results on Sunday. You guys got to remember, Buffalo just came off a two-point loss against the Rams, and now we're crowning them Super Bowl bound. So, and we're basically saying that our guys have no shot, and it's slim margin, and all this kind of stuff. We can't react like this after one result, 1 week's result.
But, Joe, it's not one result. Like with all due respect.
They won 11 straight games.
Yeah, with all due respect, though, it's not just one loss, right? Like, you would acknowledge, we're not just doing...
It is a single loss. Let's worry about this next week.
Okay.
Let's put our emotions down on the reaction of the single game. If this happens again in Chicago... Then I can see the concern with the injuries and the path being tighter and less win all this arena football nonsense. John said it best yesterday. They're going to win with the running game. Yeah. They're going to control the tempo. They're going to control the game. Campbell is the right guy to get this thing
agreed
all the way to the end.
No, he is. He's the guy that will drag this team as far as they're humanly possible to be dragged to. But I disagree that it was one game. Like, I know what he's saying. Like, literally, they only played one game. Aleem McNeil will not be playing any more games moving forward. That's right. Not about one game. Carlton Davis, if we're lucky, NFC title, maybe he's back. That's not one game, right? Losing David Montgomery, pace setter, tough yardage guy. You want to go for it on fourth and one? You want to go for it on...
setter. I wouldn't say pace setter, tone setter.
Well, the pace is also set by him too, right? I mean, staying ahead of the sticks and...
Well, yeah, but that's also that one's shared by with Gibbs.
Fine. My point is, that's not one game. That's multiple games. And it wasn't just one game in the sense of Buffalo. That was a measuring stick game. And they didn't measure
up. But to his point, it is one game. They haven't played those next games yet.
They beat the Chicago Bears. That doesn't alleviate the concern. Right?
No, it doesn't totally. And I don't even know if it does partially or if there's any little bit, but you do have an opportunity to take a look at this defense and see, you know, what type of it could get torched by, because they have really good wide receivers.
I think they're going to respond. This team hasn't lost back to back.
I'm just talking about possibilities.
Yeah, Campbell will peel the paint off the locker room. They're going to bounce back and win this week. That just doesn't mean that that's indicative of anything beyond next week.
Right. It doesn't mean anything against what they're going to face in San Francisco. That's a completely different animal. It's a different week. It's not what they're up against this week.
All right, Heather, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, I'm going to give you the updates I have on that school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. So police are looking into this online post, a possible manifesto after a 15-year-old student opened fire at Abundant Life Christian School. Happened on Monday morning. The police chief says that they are aware of some type of letter, if you want to call it a manifesto, sure, that was posted online by somebody who is friends with the shooter. So they're investigating that. They said they're trying to make contact with the person who originally posted it. They're also investigating, obviously, where the shooter got the gun. Was it owned by the parents? Were the parents in possession of it? Working for a motive, right? All of this stuff is just unknown. Police at this time say it doesn't appear like the parents were negligent. They're cooperating with police, but of course, further investigation could show a different side. A candlelight vigil is scheduled for tonight at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Do you guys remember the stowaway who was busted sneaking onto a Delta flight from New York to Paris?
Uh-huh.
Well, this woman was taken into custody again, this time for trying to sneak into Canada. What is happening? This woman, Svetlana Dali, managed to cut off her ankle monitor on Sunday and then was taken into custody the next day on a Greyhound bus that was bound for Canada.
Mm.
come on. So she is now in FBI custody and is expected to be turned over to U.S. Marshals in Buffalo, New York sometime today. She's expected to be charged with bail jumping and could face up to 5 years in federal prison.
Why is she doing this?
I don't know. It's a wild story altogether.
Just for the thrill of it, can I sneak into other countries?
Who knows? Right. Who knows? So colleges across the U.S. are now offering influencer courses.
Oh.
And it's not that surprising. More than half of Gen Z aspires to become a social media influencer.
What percentage was that?
More than half.
Whoa.
Yes. While another 54% of Americans ages 18 to 60 said they would quit their jobs if they made it by making content online. So people would do it if they knew how to and could make good money. So these courses are popping up all over. There's classes that, and they're not like little colleges you've never heard of, right? Mississippi State University, University of Alabama, University of Texas at San Antonio. They're offering bachelor's degree in digital media influence. And there's all sorts of classes. And the teachers that are teaching these say, if people are serious and they really want to do this as a career, they need to know there's a lot more that goes into it.
Sure.
It looks easy, right? You just
turn on your camera,
make a video and post it. But there's more that goes into it. So
I'm sure there's a lot of strategy, algorithms. I also feel like it's kind of preying on people a little bit to take the money for a degree like that when you know, like, making it as an influencer. Well, they're not all going to make it as an influencer.
No, they won't. But they can use their degree in a number of different. They could be, you know, in the. They could take a job for somebody who's already an influencer and be part of the support team for that influencer.
Or I'm sure if they don't make it themselves, they could go to a company and say, hey, I can market your brand on social media.
Well, that's a little different. That's a broader skill set.
It is different.
Yeah,
but I would imagine this degree could work for things like that, too.
There's a lot of degrees that work for a lot of different areas.
Yeah. We're learning a little bit more about the incident that set Jamie Foxx to the hospital for stitches on Friday. And it's kind of a ridiculous story. So it turns out the people that he had an issue with at this restaurant were from Jackass, the show. They were part of the production crew. So it wasn't anyone big. It wasn't like Johnny Knoxville or somebody you know. But they were there. They were having a party upstairs in the VIP section. And they thought it would be funny to shine a laser pointer down at Fox's table. But it wasn't just any laser pointer. It created images that were shaped like penises down onto his table. So they thought it was hilarious. He was not amused, specifically because he had his kids there.
Right.
So I guess he went up to the VIP area and said, hey, knock it off, cut this out. And then that's when the glass was thrown. And however, an attorney for the crew that was up there said, that's not at all how it went down, but didn't go into any further detail. America is divided right now, you guys, on the correct way to eat a candy cane. It's the Christmas time. Uh-huh. Candy canes are being passed out left and right. There's a new study by the National Confectioners Association that found America is divided. 54% of us say that you start with the straight end of a candy
cane. Hold the handle and then you,
Well, 30% say no, you start with the curved end, and 16% say, you know, you break it apart and eat it piece by piece. You know, hitting all the the hard stories here.
Yeah, I've always been a you know you I don't even know.
John, how do you eat a candy cane?
You make a weapon out of it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you make a shiv out of it.
Yes, you do. And then you cut your tongue in the process.
Right. Yes.
And that is Heather with the news. Dan Campbell next, 97.1. Dan's great. And John, you've seen that interview.
That's sung by Michael Strahan.
Our Campbell interview's gone viral.
It has.
Get Up played it earlier. I know a lot of these blogs, newspapers, everybody's picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping F-bombs, fired up, passionate. We won't let these injuries, we can't let these injuries be in vain.
No. You guys, you've got guys that have made the ultimate sacrifice in a sports term, of getting hurt, being out for the rest of the season. Some of them might even be in question for the start of next year.
Yeah.
And so they've made the ultimate, sports sacrifice. So don't, for those guys that are coming in, you are getting an opportunity. And I'm glad he mentioned that. I've been talking about that for Craig Reynolds. He's not going to be a one or a two here. All right, you've got Sonic and Knuckles. And when they are healthy, they're going to be 1 and 2. But he has an opportunity right now to go out there and be a major contributor in a team that is pushing for the Super Bowl, to be a major contributor. And if he's not going to be 1 or 2 here, and I don't think he's ever a 1, but maybe he's a 2 somewhere else, go make yourself some money and take us along with you. Like, win us, help win us some games.
Yeah. A lot of the show today has been about just how devastating the injuries are and just how difficult this is going to be. And Dan Campbell, chicken noodle soup for the football soul, may be uplifting some people today. I firmly believe he's going to get them as far as they can possibly go. That might not be the Super Bowl. I mean, the dam might just break. They might not have enough horses on defense. But I think they will get as far as they possibly can with this football team. And they are still in the fight. I mean, there's no other alternative. You're not going to retreat. You're going to keep playing. And we knew we'd get a fired up response, but he's going to be peeling paint this week.
It makes me smile just to think about what this team can do. It really does. And I know that they're up against it. There's no question they're up against it. Injuries are going to be a part of the story of this season, but it doesn't have to be the defining story.
I think everybody just pit in your stomach yesterday as the news of one injury after another, season ender after season ender, and you're going, this was supposed to be our year, right? Last year was a surprise. This year was expected, and it might all be slipping through your hands like sand, like through your fingers, and it's all going to slip away, and you don't know what's promised in the future. Is Ben Johnson here? Is Aaron Glenn here? I mean, they were remarkably healthy last year. Now they're not this year. Like, the league is brutal, and Campbell even addressed it last year when they got eliminated. Like, it's going to be harder. I don't think he anticipated this level of injury, but here they are staring down that barrel again, and there is a path.
Well,
there is a path. It's one of those things where, as a fan, and I am a fan. I don't hide from that.
We're all fans.
I really don't think they're going to win it. But that doesn't mean I don't want to see them overcome those odds, because it would be a great story. And if there's a coach who can do it, it's Dan Campbell.
And so not only that, it's when you go into a season, and all coaches know this, right? This is not unique to Dan Campbell, or it's not unique to the sport. When you have a season that's long and arduous, you know that there's going to be obstacles. You have no idea what they are. It could be what's going on in Philly in regards to drama off the field, or what's going on in San Francisco. Every team, every season is going to have its obstacles. The one that is at the forefront for the Detroit Lions right now is injuries. And who is going to step up and fill the void, fill the leadership void, fill the emotional void, fill the production void? And you don't know before that first game what it's going to be, what those are, but you just know you prepare so that whatever comes your way, you're ready and willing to take on those challenges.
And in terms of who steps up, with Montgomery, it's obvious. Gibbs, you asked him about it, he acknowledged it. There's going to be more workload. Great that you have two great backs. You lose Carlton Davis. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see more Kendall Vildor. That's why I asked about Branch maybe playing a little more corner. And on the D line, there really is no replacing Aleem McNeil. So we shall find out. Stoney is in studio.
What's happening, boys? Campbell was great with you guys, and it's made national news. Even Adam Schefter just tweeted out, unbleeped.
Yes. it's amazing. Yes. And like,
he's the best.
He is the best. And I retweeted Schefter's, all I said was, you got to love his passion for his team, for the game, but you got to love the loyalty. Woo! As well. Like, yes.
Ready to
Doug
go.
Harsh enters the
ready
studio.
To go.
Yes.
Let's go, coach.
Yep.
I remember when I had Moby bread. Even me.
You guys are going viral.